So very long ago, when I was in Puerto Rico last, we were talking about how we happened to come together originally. We met first less than 10 years ago, but an historic event was really the cause of our meeting, and that was the Spanish Civil War, because Casals was the first great artist in the world who declared himself unequivocally against Nazism by his self-imposed exile when Franco came into power in Spain. If I think of that time, of the Spanish Civil War, I think also immediately of today. Because if I think of the bombings of villages in Spain by the Nazis when Hitler was master of Franco, before we became Franco's master, then I think immediately of our most recent Christmas season, in which our aeroplanes were bombing villages in Vietnam. And in all of this, I think of Casals, because his attitude toward his art has always been that there is an integral and unbreakable relationship between art and human values. And if I speak of Casals in terms of the position he took against fascism, I speak of him as a man who fought with all the weapons at his command, which were not simply his music, but also his most poetic voice. And of course, that is why Bideau, when he awarded Casals the Legion of Honor, spoke of him as the conscience of our time. And that is why Thomas Mann said that Casals was for him a source of joy. And then he went on, as I remember, to say, and I think these were his exact words, he is one of those artists who come to the rescue of humanity's honor.